Laman and Bebez. I'm assuming we're current in the Rashi's. Yeah. Tanur Rabbanan by the two dots. You saw Shamar the Levi. Ma'aseh yesh li b'yotcha. Ma'aseh yesh li b'yotcha. So I have a claim of Meiser on you.
B'yadi.
I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Ma'aseh yesh l'cha b'yadi. I have Meiser of yours. I was mafresh it for you. Okay. In chesh and truma's Meiser shabbat. Kur Meiser yesh l'cha b'yadi. Chesh and truma's Meiser shabbat. Someone says, my kamar, I'm not following what's happening over here. Samar baya, haki kamar. Yisrael shamar the levi. Imaisa yesha chabiyadi. Behelech damav. I have maisa for you, and I would like to buy it off of you. Here's the money. And the Yisrael, and the levi took the money. And chashin shema oso shumas maisa amokamacher. So maybe the Yisrael, who has all of this Meiser over here, which he has the Mafresh was Meiser from it, but maybe the Levi decided to use all of this Meiser, or a good part of this Meiser, as Chumas Meiser for other Meiser that the Levi had received, which would mean that the Yisrael can't do anything with it.
Well, so,
let's say the Levi, I have 10 bushels of Meiser to give to the Levi. Right, so I buy it off the levy, so I have 10 bushels of Meiser, and I have to take off one bushel as Truma's Meiser. Maybe the levy received 10 bushels of Meiser from 10 people, myself included, and now he owns 100 bushels of Meiser. So he asked him after Truma's Meiser, 10 bushels. He says, great, the 10 bushels that Reingold has, they should be the Truma's Meiser for all of my Meiser. So now, what I bought from him was 10 bushels of Truma's Meiser, which I can't use. Meiser is mutter for a zor to eat. Shumas Meiser is only mutter to a kohen. So I buy Meiser off the levy, so I'm allowed to eat it. But if he was marvish to Shumas Meiser, I can't eat it. So I'm not mukhidi choshish that he was marvish. He made this Shumas Meiser on other Meiser that the levy had. Okay. Why? Because I didn't tell the Levi how much I have. So the Levi doesn't know that I have 10 bushels. So he can't be mafresh Shumas Meiser. He doesn't know how much it is. But let's say Kur Meiser Yeshecha B'yadi, I tell him how much I have. He says, okay, great, Kur, I have a cheshbon. Okay, so I have 10 Kur of Meiser now. So let that one Kur be the Shumas Meiser for all of it. So now that he knows how much I'm giving him, so Cheshin Shem Osoch was Meiser Makamacher. So the Mora says, okay, that's the first step of the Gemara. The Mora says, what, the Cheshash sounds very strange. Otub Rishi Askinen, we're talking about a rush over here. The Shakli Domi, Umash Alechumas Meiser, he's accepting the money I'm paying him for it, which means now it should be mine. And since I haven't done a kinyan yet, so he says, okay, it's still his. So now that I sold it, let me trick him and make that Shumas Meiser somewhere else. So the guy's almost a rush. So the Mora says, Abayish Pshat, would be difficult to consider a possibility that we have to be aware the Levi's doing such a thing. Ella Amar Masharshia Bereid Ravidi, Stiffer Masharshia, the son of Ravidi, says a different shot. Hakakamar Yisrael Shamar Leben Levi, Meiser Lavicha Beyodi. I informed your father while your father was still alive that I have Meiser for him. And I'd like to buy it off of you now. So I informed the father already.
No,
excuse me. while back already that I had ma'aser for him. I did not deliver it to him. He's still sitting by me. I would like to buy it off of you now. The father died. You're the Yarish. I would like to buy it. So, in Chushin Shema, so Avi Chumas Maiso Makamacher, since I didn't, the Yisrael is telling the Ben, the son, I never told your father how much it was. So therefore, the Cheshbon is the same. But the father could not have made use of Chumas Maiso. He doesn't know how much it is. But if he tells the son, Kur Maiso Lovicha Biyadi, if he had a dumb of, Cheshin Shema Oso Avi Chumas Maiso Makamacher. So here there was no rishis. I didn't tell the father I want to buy it. I just told him that I have it. So he says, great. So he'll decide to use that grain, which is by the Israel, which was Meister. Meanwhile, he dies. We don't know whether he did it or not. And he wants to buy it from the son. We have to be afraid that maybe he should already be made Shumas Meister. Furthermore, Akasha. There's a lacha that the Kashkilo. Hafrasha has to be done min amukam. Mukam means they're next to each other. Lashon of being makif, two things is putting next to each other. The chaskila, the hafrasha has to be, see, that which you're making the chumas meiser, and that which you're being masakin with this hafrasha chumas meiser should be next to each other. And here we're saying that the Levi has the meiser in his house. He's being makif the chumas meiser in the house of the Yisrael. That's shalom min amukam, which. They're not kosher to do that. They're not allowed to do that. So we have to assume a person who's a chaver who keeps the halachas of Hafrasha is not going to do that. So there's not the chashash. Doesn't make sense.
So this would be a question on Abaye as well, right?
Yeah, either side. Ella Amar Rashi, how come? So Rashi says the third pshat. Ben Yisrael Shamar the Levi. Kach Amrli Abba, my father, the Yisrael, the father's died. Ma'isel Chabiyadi, or Ma'isel Avicha Biyadi. That he left over this amount of Ma'iser. For you, the Levi, or Ma'aser Levicha Biyadi, so Cheshbon to his Ma'aser Shabbai. So, are we worried about? Does the Levi have to worry about that? The Yisrael was Ma'aser Shabbos Ma'aser. Okay. So Kimel Kotz Kitz Lahabi Misakin Libalabais. So the Levi has the Kiev take up Chumas Meiser because he can't assume that the Yisrael before he died was Mafra Chumas Meiser. Because since Yisrael did not mention how much it was, so we don't assume that he necessarily got involved in the amounts. So there's a problem with this, but we'll see. But let's say Kur Ma'aser Lecha Biyadi, Kur Ma'aser Levicha Biyadi, Ein Cheshbon Shumas Ma'aser Shabai Kimin the Kitz Tikunei Takdei Balabayis. So. We have to assume, and we have a right to assume, that the Balabayas, in the goodness of his heart, was Mafresh Shumas Meiser for the Meiser, and therefore the Levi has no key of the Mafresh Shumas Meiser, because since the Yisrael discussed an amount, so there was a specific amount, so we assume that once he was aware of the amount, the next step is the Mafresh one tenth of that, and he did that. Samur says, 1 second. The Kiyesh Lo Rishus of Balabais Lichum Chumas Meiser. Shmos Meister is a mitzvah on the Levi. Does the Balabais have a right to be mafra Shmos Meister? Versus in, yes, because Abba Elozer ben Gamla, he, this is going like Abba Elozer ben Gamla. The Tanya Abba Elozer ben Gamla, Omer, plus has been actually Abba Lechem Shumaschem. So it says, Shumaschem, the Lashon of Mishtek Shumas, the Kasim Medaber. Because the passage says, "Vayter meshav lechem shumas chem kedagam in a garden mecham liyam in a yakev." So it compares the chuma that the Levim are being mafrish, which is the chumas meiser, to the chuma that you normally take. Achas chuma gedolav achas chumas meiser. The pasuk is equating to the two in the same pasuk. Kishem shetshuma gedolah nitelas ba'omid u'b'machshava. So shuma gedolah doesn't have to be measured. It's you take it off as the with the approximation of approximately how much is there. You take off an amount. And you can take it off with machshava, designating your mind where in the kri, okay, the north side or the northeast side in that corner, that's going to be the chumah gedolah. So the same thing with chumah meiser, kachumah meiser, and tell us by the machshava. Ukshem sheyesh lo rishus the balabayis lichem chumah gedolah, kach yesh rishus the balabayis lichem chumah meiser. So Abba Elozer ben Gamla holds that the Balabais can do the afrasha, and now that the Balabais can do the afrasha, we have a chazaka, then a chavar, they wouldn't be much mitachos yet of the masukin. So if he has the option of doing the afrasha, he's going to do that, and therefore the Levi can assume that the Yisrael did that. But in the ratio where the Yisrael did not designate and say an amount, how much is there? So then the Levi has the chiyuv to be mafresh with Meister, because we're concerned that Yisrael wasn't aware exactly the exact amount, so he wasn't mafresh. So Tosfos asks, we're going like Avi Elozer ben Gamla, you can be mafresh by Omid. If Shmos Meister has to be precise, so well, they haven't really measured exactly how much Meister is there, so it's not precise. Right? So you're not cautious for it. But once you tell me going like Avi Elozer ben Gamla holds, you can be mafresh by Omid, so it doesn't have to be precise. So in the ratio also, we should assume that Yisrael was mafresh. So Tosfos says, Tosfos de Masakivan, that on his own hafrasha, he'll be mafresh by Omid. But the meiser isn't his, so in his part, you know, he'll take a little, it'll take a little bit extra, you know, just in case. Right? He doesn't want to, but over here he can't do that because the little extra that goes to the kohen is being mafted to the Levi. So even though you have a right to mafter b'omid, when it comes to the dini moment that he's concerned about, the moment is between the kohen and the Levi, not the kohen and his own personal grain. So the own personal grain, he'll give a little bit extra to the kohen, but not a truma smite, so he can't do that because it'll be mafter the Levi. Therefore, he has to measure it. Okay.
So this suggests that when you give meiser, you first have to give
Shumas Meiser? No. The point of the more is the not like Abba Elozer ben Gamla, Shumas Meiser is a mitzvah on the Levi to give. So there's Bechal no din on the Yisrael to give it.
Right.
If he would do it, it would work, but he has no din at Bechal to do that. According to Abba Elozer ben Gamla, the Torah gave rishus to the Balabais to do that as well. So now we get into a chazaka that a chaver, when he leaves the world, doesn't want to leave items which are potentially are a source of tekala for other people. So he's going to take care of all of his affairs, including that the meiser should be mufrish and not be potentially tevel, which is also the people. He's not going to rely on the Levi to take it, be mafresh.
Yeah. So I mean, it's like a midas chasidus.
That chazaka chaver shalom is a mitzvah. Any mitzvah that masukin, the more says applies even if the chaver didn't. They don't want to. They don't want to be in any situation potential to call up other people.
Right.
So they're going to make sure that things are. The more says it in the context of Misa. Where is the Gemara?
In the context of Misa.
I'm not recalling where the case is. I mean, Shemitah doesn't talk about the Shemitah Masukin means he won't give to somebody else the Shemitah Masukin. Right? So that's Pasha. Right? The point over here was he didn't even give it. The fact that. The Gemara says it by. There's a Chazakah. Where's that Gemara? That when they finish making the kri, that the chaver will be mafresh immediately. Because he doesn't want to leave to war around with Isrv Tevel with the concern that somebody will mistakenly eat from it and not realize. All based on this Chazakah. So it's not a chiyuv.
It's like a midas chasidus.
Right, but it's an assumption that they, people, the true chaverim will always be makbid on this because of the concern.
So this is it's a din and a chaver. I'm assuming that there are sort of three categories here. Chaver, Minama Aretz on the polar extreme, but then you have a regular person.
I don't know. There are three madregas. The Mishnah is over there in Shumas.
Like eating food in Beit Tahara.
Right. So there's a madrega of a person who's makbid on Meiser, but not on all the hakdotas of Tahara. And there's a person who's makbid on the hakdotas of Tahara also. But any person which hasn't been makabel divrei chiyu, all the responsibilities of Rosh Shumas and Meiser and Bezdin gets into Amor. It's we're questioned maybe what. A mafresh, which makes sense why we have Rav Maratz and Rav Maasrin and everybody takes up Truma Gedarlo, because we're not talking about like Mamash Maratz, we're talking about quote unquote the average guy, just he hasn't reached the Madrega that he's made that level of commitment the best in, so we're kosher. So, yeah, so let's see Rashi. Let's start the Rashi. So the Braisa needs to be explained, and the Mor is going to explain it. I was mafresh it for you. I want to buy from you. He sells it to the Levi. The Levi sells it to the Israel. The Levi took the money. So the buyer says, "Any question is still there. The soul does not have a chiyuv to be concerned." Shemalacha Shemachor Levi. After the Levi sold it, a soul Levi there Chumas Meiser Meiser Achash Shahar Levi Beisit. Then maybe the Levi decided to use this Meiser as the Meiser, as Trumas Meiser, for other Meiser that he had. He won't do that because he doesn't know how much it is. If he told him how much it is, also the Yisrael said, "Lechomi mehaymenu." You still can't eat it. I feel here for Shumas Meiser, even though the Yisrael was mafresh Shumas Meiser, so it's no longer tevel. The Fichesh, according to the mount which is there, can't eat it. Chashinan Shema La'achar Shekibal Adomim Asal L'Kulam Shumas Meiser Al Tisha Kuran Sheyesh Le'Bebeisa. He says, "Great. he still told me he has a kur. I have 9 kur at home. I'll be mafir that kur as the trumas meiser on the 9 that I have. Meiser atav the trumas meiser. The kibbutz of Moshach. So, but I mean, he paid for it already. The kibbutz of Moshach yochel lachzer halevi till the Yisrael has actually taken it. The levi can back out. I'll be shuv b'rishus shal Yisrael. I it's sitting in these cells, Rishus is letting me kind of a chatzar, I think it means. So let him be kind of with giving the money. The aim is Kanya High Levi, the Lit in Yisrael, the Kabbalah's Mos, the Kikazu by Masoch, Mos Meiser, Chalalav Hashem. The truth is, the Levi never really did an actual kinyan on it, that he's bound by receiving the money to be makdid. The whole thing is working in a virtual reality type of situation. The Levi didn't actually receive it yet, that he can be makdid. What's happening is basically that the Yisrael saying, I'm going to do the mitzvah of Russia with you. I'd like to buy it off of you. And I'm buying you out from the mitzvah of Russia I'm going to do. The Chazal said, well, there's a mitzvah of the Nesina, or just of Russia is enough. So, if you hold the moments of the Nesina, so Hafrosha I did. I have a momentous issue to give it to Levi, so I arranged with this Levi that I should keep it by paying him. I'm not really buying it from him. But that being said, as much as it's called shave, it's not about the Yisrael, it has a din of Mamon Hashavit. So for the Levi, it can be Marafrashan. So therefore, if he would do it, it would be Chal of Hashem, it would be effective. So that's what we have to be concerned about. Okay, let's hold the Rashi's here.